Numbers 31. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying,
Avenge the Israelites on the Midianites. Afterward ye shall be gathered to your people.
So Moses said to the people,
Arm some of your number for the war, so that they may go against Midian to execute the Lord's vengeance on Midian. You shall send 1,000 from each of the tribes of Israel to the war.
So out of the thousands of Israel, 1,000 from each tribe were conscripted, 12,000 armed for battle. Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from each tribe, along with Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, with the vessels of the sanctuary and the trumpets for sounding the alarm in his hand. They did battle against Midian as the Lord had commanded Moses and killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian, Evi, Rekem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the 5 kings of Midian, in addition to others who were slain by them. And they also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with the sword. The Israelites took the women of Midian and their little ones captive, and they took all their cattle, their flocks, and all their goods as booty. All their towns where they had settled, and all their encampments they burned. But they took all the spoil and all the booty, both people and animals. Then they brought the captives and the booty and the spoil to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the Israelites at the camp on the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. Moses, Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders of the congregation went to meet them outside the camp. Moses became angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds who had come from service in the war. Moses said to them,
Have you allowed all the women to live? These women here, on Balaam's advice, made the Israelites act treacherously against the Lord in the affair of Peor, so that the plague came upon the congregation of the Lord. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known a man by sleeping with him. But all the young girls who have not known a man by sleeping with him, keep alive for yourselves. Camp outside the camp 7 days. Whoever of you has killed any person or touched a corpse, purify yourselves and your captives on the 3rd and on the 7th day. You shall purify every garment, every article of skin, everything made of goat's hair, and every article of wood.
Eleazar the priest said to the troops who had gone to battle,
This is the statute of the law that the Lord has commanded Moses. Gold, silver, bronze, iron, tin, and lead, everything that can withstand fire shall be passed through fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall also be purified with the water for purification, and whatever cannot withstand fire shall be passed through the water. You must wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean. Afterward you may come into the camp.
The Lord spoke to Moses, saying,
You and Eleazar the priest and the heads of the ancestral houses of the congregation make an inventory of the booty captured, both human and animal. Divide the booty into 2 parts between the warriors who went out to battle and all the congregation. From the share of the warriors who went out to battle, set aside as tribute for the Lord 1 item out of every 500, whether persons, oxen, donkeys, sheep, or goats. Take it from their half and give it to Eleazar the priest as an offering to the Lord. But from the Israelites' half you shall take 1 out of every 50, whether persons, oxen, donkeys, sheep, or goats, all the animals, and give them to the Levites who have charge of the tabernacle of the Lord.
Then Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord had commanded Moses. The booty remaining from the spoil that the troops had taken totaled 675,000 sheep, 72,000 oxen, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all, women who had not known a man by sleeping with him. The half share, the portion of those who had gone out to war, was in number 337,500 sheep and goats, and the Lord's tribute of sheep and goats was 675. The oxen were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. Moses gave the tribute, the offering for the Lord, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord had commanded Moses. As for the Israelites' half, which Moses separated from that of the troops, the congregation's half was 337,500 sheep and goats, 36,000 oxen, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons. From the Israelites' half, Moses took one of every 50, both of persons and of animals, and gave them to the Levites who had charge of the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the officers who were over the thousands of the army, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds, approached Moses and said to Moses,
"Your servants have counted the warriors who are under our command, and not one of us is missing. And we have brought the Lord's offering, what each of us found, articles of gold, armlets and bracelets, signet rings, earrings and pendants, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord."
Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from them, all in the form of crafted articles. And all the gold of the offering that they offered to the Lord from the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds was 16,750 shekels. The troops had all taken plunder for themselves. So Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from the commanders of thousands and of hundreds and brought it into the tent of meeting as a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord.